Welcome, and thank you for listening to the SMA Flash Briefings.
Hi everyone, I'm Price Wooldridge. As a rare neuromuscular disorder patient myself, I enjoy reading flash briefings for spinal muscular atrophy. Here's an article by Marta Figueredo. Spinraza or nusinersen continues to safely and effectively stop disease progression in children with spinal muscular atrophy who were treated before 6 weeks old and symptom onset, according to updated data from the NURTURE trial. With up to nearly 5 years of continuous treatment, all these children were alive and able to breathe unassisted. Most, 96%, were able to walk with assistance at an average age of nearly 4 years old. The impact of early and sustained Spinraza treatment on these infants and their families is remarkable. I've had the privilege to watch them grow into active young children, many of whom have experienced progress in motor function consistent with children their age who do not have SMA. Catherine Swoboda, MD, the trial's principal investigator at the Massachusetts General Hospital clinical site, said in a press release. These findings were presented at the recent virtual CURE SMA Research and Clinical Care meeting. Biogen Spinraza, an approved therapy for all types of SMA, works by boosting the production of SMN, a protein essential for motor neuron health and lacking in SMA patients due to mutations in the SMN1 gene. The global open-label Phase 2 NURTURE study is evaluating the safety and effectiveness of Spinraza, given intrathecally via the spinal canal every 4 months in 25 presymptomatic newborns genetically diagnosed with SMA. As newborns, they started treatment before 6 weeks old and were most likely to develop SMA type 1 or 2, as they had 2, 15 patients, or 3, 10 patients, copies of the SMN2 gene. The number of SMN2 copies is associated with the severity of the disease, with more copies resulting in milder forms of SMA. NURTURE's previous data on these then toddlers, an average of 26 months old, showed that all were alive and able to breathe on their own and sit without support. Many were able to walk with or without assistance. This was in contrast with SMA's natural disease progression, as untreated infants with type 1 and 2 are never able to walk. And those with type 1, the most common and severe form, need permanent ventilation or die at a median age of 13 and a half months. Newly presented data comes from an interim analysis of continued Spinraza use for up to 4.8 years. As of February 2020, all children, median age 3.8 years, were alive and free of the need for permanent ventilation. Since the last cutoff date, 11 months earlier, Spinraza showed sustained benefits, with children continuing to maintain or make progressive gains in motor skills compared to SMA's natural history. All children previously able to walk, with or without assistance, maintained that ability. In addition, one child gained the ability to walk with assistance, pushing the mark to 96%. This child also reached the maximum score on the CHOP-N10 scale used to assess motor skills in infants. This raised to 21 of 25, or 84%, the total number of children achieving the maximum score. Without treatment, CHOP-N10 scores drop with time in these patients. Improvements in another motor function scale, the Hammersmith Functional Motor Scale Expanded, were also observed in children likely to develop type 1 disease. Spinraza was well tolerated, with no new safety concerns or treatment discontinuations due to adverse events. Swoboda, who holds an endowed chair in neurogenetics and is director of the neurogenetics program at MGH, said that, quote, "The new results from NURTURE continue to bolster the substantial benefit of both prompt diagnosis and early and long-term treatment with Spinraza." NURTURE has been extended for an additional 3 years, Biogen also announced. A longer-term study will allow evaluation of Spinraza's safety and its effectiveness in children through 8 years old, and further understanding of the early treatment in this patient population.
Coming up next, perspectives from SMA News Today Forums Director, Kevin Schaefer.
Hey everyone, hope you all had a great week. So today, I wanted to let you know about an upcoming project we have here at SMA News Today. In recognition of SMA Awareness Month in August, we're doing 31 days of SMA. This is an initiative we also did last year, and we're excited to continue with it. The goal with this project is to feature a person with SMA, or a family member or partner to someone with SMA, every day in August. This is a space for you to write about your experience with a particular topic, experience, or theme, and how SMA has influenced that. This is a reflection of your experiences. At the end of August, our goal is to have a collection of different approaches to different facets of life with SMA that could hopefully reach and help manifest an optimism or empowerment for readers. The way you wish to wield and share that experience is up to you. We'd love for all of you to participate in this initiative, and if you are interested in sharing your story with us, please email me at kevin@bionewsservices.com. All of this information will also be on our forums and on our social media pages. We hope to hear from you, and we hope to really share a wide range of stories this time around. Thanks, everyone, and I hope you all have a great weekend. I'm Kevin Schaefer, Forums Director for SMA News Today.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to SMA News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.smanewstoday.com and be sure to follow us on social media and join our SMA News Today forums, a trusted SMA community ready to welcome you anytime.